The sacred scripture in today's Holy Mass, in the first place, asks us to share in the wonder and praise of those who witnessed the miracle which we have heard recounted in the Gospel. Like many other episodes of healing, it testifies to the coming of the kingdom of God in the person of Jesus. In Christ, the messianic promises of old, spoken as we hear today by the prophet Isaiah, are fulfilled. To quote from the first reading, "The ears of the deaf shall be unsealed, and the tongues of the dumb sing for joy." In the Gospel, St. Mark wants us to see something truly awesome. That is, to use the words from the first reading again, St. Mark is saying to us, "Look, your God is coming." Let us notice and delight in how personal and physical the drama is in the Gospel. Our focus is drawn to a hand, a finger, ears, a tongue, spitting. The things of the created order are used by its creator in his healing work. In Jesus, Mark shows us not only has God come, but that God has truly come in the flesh. And so let us be reminded of the uniqueness of Christianity, that God would become man, take to himself a human body, with what that says about the value and dignity of our humanity in God's eyes. In this healing, as in many of his other healings, what our Lord has done is to meet a particular person in his or her illness, but also to make all things new, to herald in a new creation. Through the sacraments, which spring from the heart of the Saviour, Christ has made the living waters of baptism flow in the desert of the world. He has set captives free from their sins in confession. He has come so that rich and poor might dine together in the Eucharistic feast, as St. James tells us in today's epistle. But also truly he has done for each of us what he did for that deaf mute. He has opened our ears so that we may hear the word of God and loosed our tongues that we might sing praises to him. Although Christ has physically left this world, his work continues on through his church. Since the day of Pentecost, it is through the sacramental signs of his church that the Holy Spirit carries on the work of sanctification. We might easily overlook the fundamental truth that Christ has established a sacramental church. This is what he wants. He wants to pour out his graces on humanity, largely through the seven sacraments. And this is a most important truth. Christ established a sacramental church. This was his plan for the continued salvation of the world. How fortunate we are to be members of that sacramental church. There are many Christians, and there are many, many more people who don't belong to this church that Christ established. Let us give him our thanks and pray for the conversion of many people to come to join this church, wherein flows the flood of grace coming from the heart of the Saviour. The seven sacraments, like the Lord himself in the Gospel, use the things of this created order. The sacraments purify them and elevate them for the sanctification of the human race. Some of these signs, as we know, are water, oil, sounds through the spoken word, bread, wine, and touch through the laying on of hands, and even through the marital embrace. In God's wisdom, he did this so that our senses would enable us to appreciate what was seen in part in the Old Testament and which Christ fulfilled and which now happens for us in the reality of time, but equally points towards and anticipates the glory of heaven. Each time a sacrament occurs, we can truly and really say, "Look, your God is coming." It might be helpful to mention two things today that arise as we consider those who are sick of any degree, and especially those who are ill with the current virus. Firstly, the Church has always understood that she continues the ministry to the sick that Christ himself began. And that is why there is a sacrament of the anointing of the sick. But also this is why, down through the centuries since the earliest days of the Church, Christians have paid very special attention to those who suffer in body, mind, and soul. This is the reason behind there being Catholic hospitals, Catholic clinics, Catholic hospices, and Catholic aged care facilities. They exist not just for social service, but to carry on the work of Christ himself. Secondly, Christ did not heal every person that he met. Why? Well, we cannot be sure. It's all within the mystery of the divine will. His healings were signs of the coming of the kingdom of God. But they also announced a more radical healing, the victory over sin and death through his Passover. On the cross, Christ took upon himself the whole weight of evil and took away the sin of the world, of which illness is only a consequence. By his passion and death on the cross, Christ has given a new meaning to suffering. So with and through Christ, suffering can configure us to him. In other words, make us more like him, bring us closer to him. And we can unite our sufferings then with his effective and perfect suffering. Brothers and sisters, may Christ, whom we see in the Gospel opening ears and releasing the tongue of the deaf mute, open our hearts and always give us the joy of listening to his word, the courage to proclaim his gospel, the ability to speak of God to others. And may he grant us true freedom and an everlasting inheritance, as we prayed for in the collect of today's Holy Mass. Laudato Jesus Christus.